Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia with Go the Distance. We're looking this week at loving our neighbor, and another way we can do that is showing honesty and integrity to our neighbors. Leviticus 19, 13, and 14 says, "Don't defraud your neighbor or rob him. Do not hold back wages of a hired man overnight. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear your God. I am the Lord." In verse 13, he was really talking about a group of day laborers that was to be paid each day. Now, the law said you could hold on to that pay for a day. But God says that day laborers, they depend upon that pay, and so pay it right away. Don't take advantage of someone else, even if it's legal. Do we have compassion for others, or do we take advantage of others? The principle here is don't take advantage of another person's ignorance or helplessness. What if someone gives you back too much change at Walmart? Do you say, "Oh, I got them," and we hold on to that $5 for ourselves, or are we honest? We are to walk in integrity, and we are to look for the good of all people. So who do you belittle? Someone with less money, who can't speak clearly, someone who maybe doesn't speak English, someone with a disability. Again, to love others is to walk with integrity and look for the good of all people. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, asking you to go the distance in Christ.